I'm Jess Acevedo, executive producer of the hit Netflix documentary series, Dancing for the Devil, the 7M TikTok cult.
And I'm Clea Gray, former member of 7M Films and Shekinah Church.
And we're the host of the new podcast, Forgive Me for I Have Followed. Together, we'll be diving even deeper into the unbelievable stories behind 7M Films and Shekinah Church.
Listen to Forgive Me for I Have Followed on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In California, during the summer of 1975, within the span of 17 days and less than 90 miles, two women did something no other woman had done before, tried to assassinate the President of the United States. One was the protege of Charles Manson.
26-year-old Lynette Fromm, nicknamed Squeaky.
The other, a middle-aged housewife working undercover for the FBI.
Identified by police as Sarah Jean Moore, in her 40s.
The story of one strange and violent summer, this season on the new podcast, Rip Current.
Listen to Rip Current on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
What happens when a professional football player's career ends? And the applause fades and the screaming fans move on.
I am going to share my journey of how I went from Christianity to now a Hebrew Israelite.
For some former NFL players, a new faith provides answers.
You mix homesteading with guns and church, voila, you got Straightway.
He tried to save everybody.
Listen to Spiraled on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's so much beauty in Mexican culture, like mariachis, delicious cuisine, and even lucha libre. Join us for the new podcast, Lucha Libre Behind the Mask, a 12-episode podcast in both English and Spanish about the history and cultural richness of lucha libre. And I'm your host, Santos Escobar, Emperor of Lucha Libre and a WWE superstar. Listen to Lucha Libre Behind the Mask on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you stream podcasts.
How do you feel about biscuits? Hi, I'm Akilah Hughes, and I'm so excited about my new podcast, Rebel Spirit, where I head back to my hometown in Kentucky and try to convince my high school to change their racist mascot, the Rebels, into something everyone in the South loves, the biscuits.
I was a lady rebel. Like, what does that even mean?
It's right here in black and white in print. So they lie.
Bigger than a flag or mascot.
Listen to Rebel Spirit on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1982, Atari players across the country settled into their shag carpeting. Homework went by the wayside, and so did sleep. These gamers only had one thing on their minds: Sword Quest. This wasn't just a new game. Epic and ambitious, the company promised $150,000 in prizes to four finalists, with the Sword of Ultimate Sorcery going to the grand prize winner.
You know, I couldn't believe it. Yeah, I took it from Mom. You know, she starts crying. You know, there wasn't too much work at the time, and I just got this, you know, $3.35 an hour minimum wage job, and next thing you know, I got this freaking $25,000 prize.
But what started as a video game promotion would become one of the most controversial moments in 80s pop culture, with broken promises, urban myths, payoffs, and a central mystery that's consumed fans for decades.
I never ended up seeing these prizes in person.
As Atari ran into financial woes, it wasn't long before Sword Quest spun out of control, which leads us to the biggest question of all. How did all those prizes, valued at $150,000, become something of a lost treasure?
So I had heard stories about these amazing things. I saw a picture of them here and there. I can honestly say that in my entire experience in my life so far, I have never actually been in the same room with any of these items.
But he melted down part of it to pay for college.
I'm Jamie Loftus. Join us for The Legend of Sword Quest, a podcast about the fall of Atari and the disappearing Sword Quest prizes. You'll hear from the legends of Atari, video game historians, and the Sword Quest competitors. We'll follow the quest for missing treasure across four decades.
There was a letter envelope just tucked in the side of a shoebox, and I opened it and I found those photos. So I knew what this was.
There's no obvious security, right? It's just laying on the table.
Probably millions, I would think. Somebody would pay for it.
It's almost like a metaphor for the industry and Atari itself in a way.
Listen to The Legend of Sword Quest starting September 12th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jess Acevedo, executive producer of the hit Netflix documentary series, Dancing for the Devil, the 7M TikTok cult.
And I'm Clea Gray, former member of 7M Films and Shekinah Church.
And we're the host of the new podcast, Forgive Me for I Have Followed. Together, we'll be diving even deeper into the unbelievable stories behind 7M Films and Shekinah Church.
Listen to Forgive Me for I Have Followed on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In California, during the summer of 1975, within the span of 17 days and less than 90 miles, two women did something no other woman had done before, tried to assassinate the President of the United States. One was the protege of Charles Manson.
26-year-old Lynette Fromm, nicknamed Squeaky.
The other, a middle-aged housewife working undercover for the FBI.
Identified by police as Sarah Jean Moore, in her 40s.
The story of one strange and violent summer, this season on the new podcast, Rip Current.
Listen to Rip Current on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
How do you feel about biscuits? Hi, I'm Akila Hughes, and I'm so excited about my new podcast, Rebel Spirit, where I head back to my hometown in Kentucky and try to convince my high school to change their racist mascot, the Rebels, into something everyone in the South loves, the biscuits.
I was a lady Rebel. Like, what does that even mean?
It's right here in black and white in print, so they lie.
Bigger than a flag or mascot.
Listen to Rebel Spirit on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm David Eagleman from the podcast Inner Cosmos, which recently hit the number one science podcast in America. I'm a neuroscientist at Stanford, and I've spent my career exploring the three-pound universe in our heads. Join me weekly to explore the relationship between your brain and your life, because the more we know about what's running under the hood, the better we can steer our lives. Listen to Inner Cosmos with David Eagleman on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What happens when a professional football player's career ends and the applause fades and the screaming fans move on?
I am going to share my journey of how I went from Christianity to now a Hebrew Israelite.
For some former NFL players, a new faith provides answers.
You mix homesteading with guns and church, voila, you got Straightway.
He tried to save everybody.
Listen to Spiraled on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.